For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Strange recordings in strange states of mind and at strange hours of the night, the ideal soundtrack for a voyage or to listen to before bed. That's how one of the bands we feature in today's show describes their sound, and it could also be used to describe today's show.
From Argentina to Brazil, Panama, Mexico, we've got brand new songs about traveling. Voyaging to outer space, traveling across borders, and sometimes just closing your eyes for a mental trip.
The world is a book, and those who don't travel read only one page. So Felix, grab my suitcases. This is Alt Latino.
Bajo el cataclismo de tus ojos, respirando la esencia venusina de tu piel, háblame, tómame sin pensar entre tu ser, acércate, mi alma te quiere ver.
Okay, Jazz, it already sounds like we're off on a wild ride.
This is Alfombra Mágica Mental, or Magic Mental Carpet Ride, by Pájaros Sin Alas from Mexico.
Okay, I just turned my headphones up here in the studio because that's so much fun to listen to.
It's a beautiful song. What do you think?
I like the Mideastern flair, the rhythm, the feeling, the sentido of the Mideast. And I like the way his vocals are just sort of flat without a lot of effect to it. I like the combination of sounds.
It's very dreamlike.
Nice.
And the lyrics are very trippy. You know, he starts off by saying, under the cataclysm of your eyes, and that he is intoxicated by the Venusian smell of this person's skin.
In a lot of ways, I've heard this before. You know, it's like...
You lived through the 70s.
But that's part of what's interesting about finding these bands, because they use different time periods as a source of inspiration, let's say. So some of this stuff, like, I've already heard, but I've never heard it in Spanish, you know, and I like the imagery that he has on top of it. But some of it sounds reminiscent of, for example, the Beatles, Within You, Without You, a sitar when George Harrison brought it into pop music, a handful of people started using it, almost too much. But it's nice to see the resurgence again, I guess.
I absolutely love finding out about very little known bands that are just doing something amazing and sound incredible, with very little production value. I will give credit where credit is due. I discovered this through Club Fonograma's new compilation. Club Fonograma is a website we love. Its creator, Carlos Reyes, is a frequent contributor to Alt Latino. And this is Fonogramáticos Volume 14, Los Herederos. It's a wonderful compilation. Beautiful, beautiful, and very eclectic music.
Contigo me alegro, contigo me muero, alfombra mágica estar en inglés. Contigo me alegro, contigo me muero, alfombra mágica estar en inglés. Contigo me alegro, contigo me muero, alfombra mágica estar en inglés.
Let's stay with the Mideast influence.
First part sounds like you with your kids in the morning.
Not quite. You know, what you're hearing in the first part was actual audio from what was being referred to as the Arab Spring in Tahrir Square in Egypt. Okay, that's the sound of the demonstrations and stuff that was going on there. The name of the band is Chicano Son. They're from Los Angeles, and they're mostly like a Mexican folk band, revisiting Mexican folk music, and you can hear some of that, the jarocho, the son jarocho, little guitar thing at the beginning.
What's son jarocho?
Son jarocho is a style of music from like the Veracruz area. It's very rhythmic, and you can hear it underneath the drum part. You hear the ding, 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 like almost loping guitar part. It's the only guitar part on there. That's son jarocho, and that's what this band does. But what they've done is they invited a DJ to come in and remix some of their sound with the stuff from Tahrir Square and that really killer monster drum part.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's very unlike the rest of the stuff they do. They're part of a son jarocho movement. There's like a bunch of bands, including Maneja Beto, who we played here. So it's all like these men and women rediscovering Mexican music, and in this case, putting this really nice mix together as an homage to the people who stood up to things in Tahrir Square.
Would you say jarocho has any like flamenco influence?
Mostly African influence, because it's in the Veracruz. Veracruz in Mexico is the only part of Mexico that had a really strong African influence because of the port right there in the Caribbean, in the Gulf. So that's where any African influence, that's where the really fast, intricate folk harp styles are from.
Right, which is what I'm hearing.
And the guitar stuff, the jarocho, all of that stuff, that's where it comes from. And that's what you're hearing underneath. So in a way, by going back to Egypt, they take it back to Africa.
I love it. This next band describes their sound as grabaciones extrañas en estados extraños, en horarios extraños, ideales para escuchar en viajes o antes de ir a dormir. Strange recordings, in strange states of mind, at strange times, ideal to listen to in trips or before falling asleep. This is Prieto Viaja al Cosmos con Mariano, or the band Prieto Travels to the Cosmos with Mariano.
Oh, God, I love it.
And it's El Bombero.
haciendo fuego. Usted es equivocado, yo soy el bombero. No traiga su manguera, tengo cenicero. Quiero bombero, solo denme fuego.
Called me on the phone asking for fire, but you made a mistake because I'm the fireman. Don't you hate when people call you on the phone asking for fire?
Always.
This is two people, Maxi Prieto and Mariano Castro. They're from Argentina. I just love their sound. It's so raw, and they have this hoarse voice, and they don't care.
And it's guitar and drums.
Yeah.
I don't hear bass. I don't hear anything else but guitar and drums.
You know, I love a voice that is just raw. I'm not a big fan of like polished, you know, pop voices. I like this type of voice that just sounds like yelping and I just woke up.
He's definitely got a raw voice.
I can speak for Argentina when there's a real love of like classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a love of the Rolling Stones and Creedence Clearwater. That's been one of the criticisms by Latin rock critics of Argentine rock has been that in many ways it's kind of stuck in this era,
mm-hmm.
you know, of love of the greats, like the
right.
gods.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you also have to move forward. And I think this band is really funny because they kind of have a sense of humor about that. I was reading in Rolling Stone Argentina about how they kind of poke fun of colonial rock, like British rock.
Right, right.
But just like their attitude and like, they just sound like those bands a little, but it's with a kind of a glitter. What do you say? A gleam in their eye?
Right. You know, and
it's tongue in cheek.
And the instrumentation, just guitar and drums, to me says it all because they don't need, you know, the really raw guitar sound, the almost untrained sound. They don't need anybody else. It's just, that's a musical statement in and of itself.
They're also a good example of a band that did really well abroad before they did well in their own. They did really well in Mexico because Julieta Venegas really was behind them. Like, she loves this band. I mean, they're really beloved in Argentina as well, but they started doing really well in Mexico.
Interesting. I like these guys.
Yeah. What do you want to listen to next?
Let's stay in Mexico.
Okay.
Let's go to Monterrey.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear a song called La Pena. talk about rough voices. We're on a little groove here.
I think you took it to an extreme over there.
This is Rebolledo. He is a DJ from Mexico, and he's part of the Monterrey scene, which is very vibrant with rock and DJ music. This is from an album called Super Vato. So how can I resist an album called Super Vato?
I don't know.
He's a drummer turned DJ, which is why the music sounds so rhythmic. There's all these different things bouncing around in your headphones. Like I said, he's part of the DJ scene. He hangs around with and records with and collaborates with a lot of different DJs. And again, he's one of these guys who's just doing interesting stuff with music and sound. And in this case, mixing in these really raw vocals, intentionally off key.
Right.
But that's just part of the sound.
Love it. Pick is also about dreams. This is Sueño Americano, or American Dream, by Racadun from Los Racas.
No conocen nada de mí, ni saben lo que he tenido que hacer para vivir. La vida en América no es como creí, ni menos como piensan los que no viven aquí. Es dura, compuesto no es Panamá, que si no tienes algo el vecino te lo da. Acá si quieres algo tú lo tienes que buscar, y si no hay trabajo entonces tienes que pecar, porque renta es cara, la ley es mala, sin papeles tú no eres nada. Ni como humano te tratan. Este es un mensaje para toda mi raza. Hey, nada es como antes. Las cosas han cambiado, por hay que echar balance. Yeah. Yo soy inmigrante y se me trata a mí como si soy maleante. Yeah. Nada es como antes. Las cosas han cambiado, por hay que echar balance. That's right. Yo soy inmigrante y se me trata a mí como que hey, hey. Sueño americano. Ese sueño americano,
así es.
Sueño americano. Ese sueño americano.
Las circunstancias me limitan. No puedo ir para college porque no tengo mi green card. Ando sin trabajo y la mente negativa.
People who listen to the show know that we like Los Racas.
We love Los Racas.
And ever since we saw them at the Latin Alternative Music Conference a couple years ago in New York, they're stepping it up so much.
It's hard to keep track of what they're doing because they produce so much. And this is something different. This is from their upcoming Afro Latino EP, which is only Racadun as a solo artist. So this is going to be his first solo work. And this is a song that we premiered recently on our show. It's called Sueño Americano. And I love Racadun's voice. We've been talking about like raw vocals. It is really raw, but you can also tell he just puts a lot of work into it. It's like a controlled, it just sounds artful. He's really good, and he has like that very reggae inflection, and he has that thing where he'll just go real slow and be like, I don't really care, I can just do it, and then he'll go fast like a machine gun just because he can.
Sueño americano, ese sueño americano,
así es.
Sueño americano, ese sueño americano.
I want to play something called Carambola from a group that calls itself the Sao Paulo Underground. This is Sao Paulo Underground, and the name of the album is Tres Cabezas Loucuras, Three Crazy Heads.
Right.
There are three guys in the band, a guy from New Jersey, two guys from Brazil, and they are, I guess you would call them more of an avant-garde jazz band, but the whole album is a mixture of all kinds of different stuff because there's a lot of electronics on it. The guy from New Jersey plays trumpet and flugelhorn, so there's a jazz element to it. The song structures are very open. I was knocked out, for example, how they started that song with that guitar part. What is it, covaquinho? It's like a small little guitar, again, like the Son Jarochos played on a small guitar. Same type of influence here. The song starts out with that, and then everything's just piled on. They do a very good job of making all these different elements come together. It's a little unlike most of the stuff we play because it has more of a jazz influence. But I heard this track first, and I thought, huh, this is an interesting electronica. And then it got more jazz the rest of the tracks. But this one kind of fit in with what we always do, even though, like I said, it has a little bit of jazz influence.
Ah, no, I really like that.
It's great.
Plus carambola, which means star fruit. A delicious fruit that grows in the Caribbean, and I think in Brazil, but definitely in the Caribbean, and I really miss eating carambolas. I want to finish today's show with another Brazilian. This is Karina Burr, and this is off of her new album. It's the song Cada Palavra.
Cada fala, cada palavra, cada ganho, sigue novo significado para mim.
First learned about Karina Burr on our Brazil show special.
Right.
And she's a percussionist and singer raised in Pernambuco. And in an interview recently with Rolling Stone Brazil, she said that it's about how meanings travel from one country and one culture to another. One thing can mean one thing in one culture and mean something totally different in another culture. Again, interesting vocals.
Well, the interesting vocals, and I'm hearing again, it's okay to revisit stuff, you know, the power chord, the wacky guitar solo, very innovative use of traditional rock sounds.
I do want to remind listeners that next week we have our Halloween Dia de los Muertos special, so please send your song suggestions for songs about death and gore and just scary stuff.
And you know, we're also asking you to submit scary stories that you grew up listening to. Stories like La Llorona from Mexico,
La Luz Mala from Argentina,
and El Sombrerón from Guatemala.
And as always, you can hear every song we played in this week's show on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein, and to our engineer, el ingeniero Bill Plummer.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Alt Latino.